25WLL Mobile.
JW Mobile. Good morning, Leroy. How are you?
Finished roadside cleanup here on Pelham Road with SCV.
On Pelham Road? What on Pelham Road?
The Adopta Highway roadside cleanup.
Sounds like volunteer work.
That our camp has been doing it for about 8 or 9 years now, part of Pelham Road.
Keep you out of trouble, huh?
For a little bit, anyways.
Because idle hands, idle mind, you don't want idle time on your hands, right?
Keep me busy and out of trouble for a little bit, anyways.
I'm having a hard time finding a good day for on-site training. We might just do that, the meeting. We might just do it after the meeting or something.
Okay, that sounds good. Because I know everybody's got things to do. It's just a matter of getting everybody together at the same time, but Monday night might be the day to do it.
Yeah, busy schedules. Except for us retired people. We can just stretch ours out if we have to.
Some days, I don't know if being retired is even, you're even busier than what you were when you were working.
That's right. A wise person once told me, if you don't plan your day, somebody else will do it for you when you're retired.
Definitely true. What you asked about during the day?
I have to go flying at Western Carolina Radio Club, down there near the Mesa Center. I haven't been flying there much at all. I've been a member, but I just haven't been flying. And I need to exercise my membership. keep track of who the people are that are down there.
Yeah, I thought you all flew up north somewhere off of 101 or something like that. So you guess you're a member of two clubs there?
At the Mesa Center, the one we'd normally fly out is at Foothills Flyers. That's at the intersection of Jordan and Jug Factory Road, or really close to that intersection. Over there where Eric Sloan lives. He's the Greer Amateur Radio Club operator that does FastCan TV.
So what are you flying today?
Bloody Wonders. They're like a flying wing with rudders. A Blixer. That's kind of like a glider with a pusher motor behind the wing, up and up above the wing and behind it. Atomic Dolphin, or Atom Dolphin. It's a fast little bird that's used for FPV, first person view. Got it. It's supposed to have a camera in the nose of it. I don't have it in there now. But it's a pretty hot little airplane. It flies. It's got a short wingspan and a long fuselage. It flies really fast.
Interesting. One of these days I'm about to get up with you and maybe go out when you go flying somewhere just to watch.
Anytime you got time to do that, and we're going flying, absolutely. If you ever got nothing to do and you hear us going flying, you want to go, just grab the keys in your wallet and come on.
Check it out. I think one of your members of Foothills, I worked with him at AutoZone. His name is Paul. I think he flies the World War II style fighter planes.
At Foothills, there's a lot of guys that like World War II airplanes. Well, I'm going to stop in here at Ingalls and fuel up. I think this is the second time this year. No. This will be the first time this year. I only got like 3 fuel-ups last year, so this is my first one for this year. Anyway, I'll talk to you a little bit if you're still there when I get done. W4DJW.
Take care, and be safe out there flying. W4DJW, K5WLL Mobile.
DJW Mobile.
This is Dave. What'd you do, squirt about a gallon and a half in there or something? WV6Z.
10 gallons. Those pumps at Ingalls must be a lot faster than the ones you're used to. They pump it in there pretty quick. But 10 gallons, and that'll last me probably a third of the year.
Roger that. I'm sure there's a good story behind that. Either that or you're like me and don't get out very much. I think my commute, Dave, is 4.5 miles one way, and I do that 5 days a week. And then other than that, I try not to go anywhere, actually.
Hey, I don't really go that much. I got plenty to occupy myself at home. But this truck doesn't get out. It gets out less than the car. I got it in 1996, new, and it's got 36,000 miles on it now. From 1996 till now, it's got 30. I just don't use it that much. Right after I bought it, I got a job working in Charlotte, so I needed a more dependable vehicle. But it just sat there and accumulated years, not miles.
About 2075 maybe.
I'm gone. I don't plan on making it that far. But if I do, well, my wife wants me to get rid of it. So, you know, it's worth more to me than it is anybody else because I bought it new. Anybody else, it wouldn't. There's one guy at the furniture place where she gets stuff reupholstered that really, really likes it. He's got one like it that's in a lot worse shape. And he said, if I ever get rid of it, let him know. And I'm not going to be able to get anything for it, so I figure I give it to somebody who will appreciate it rather than the auto dealer, right? Because the auto dealer, he won't appreciate it.
Hear that? Yep, that's for sure. You know, I'm reading a lot of interesting thing about fossil fuel vehicles here lately, and I saw what the EU's plans are. Wondered how long it's going to take us to follow suit with that, but of course we tend to like our fossil fuel guzzlers, and especially the antique variety, an unusual variety over here. So I don't know, but it's kind of an odd situation. I never would have ever guessed that at the age of 64, I would be looking at battery-powered cars.
Not imagine it either until lithium polymer batteries came out, and they wouldn't go as fast as nitro-powered airplane engines, but they were close. And then they got to where they would go as fast, and then they started putting the nitro engines to shame, and that's when my thinking changed. Is okay, this stuff does have potential. If you can do it at that scale, then you can do it at a larger scale. But I think New York and LA have some very aggressive plans for that. I don't think they're going to be able to do it in 10 years. But you know what? Nothing ventured, nothing gained. W4DJW.
Well, I'll tell you what. In 10 years, I'm sure that pretty much anybody and everybody else on the highway, probably especially the missus, would be hoping that I will no longer have a driver's license by then, but I'll enjoy it while I can anyway.
When we do get to electric, it's going to be, electric airplanes are so much nicer than nitro fuel, castor oil, alcohol, and nitro, because it's just messy, right? Just makes a mess. Inside of your engines are all messy. The underneath of your car is all messy. It's noisy. There's all kind of components that when you switch to electric, you don't have to have those anymore. They're just all gone. There's no fuel pump, right? There's no carburetor or fuel injection system, right? Huge systems just evaporate. It's all the technology in the battery and the motor. And then it's quieter. It's faster. Eventually, they'll get the technology to where it'll go further, and it'll work in cold weather. But right now, there's a lot of growing pains to go through. And I hear a lot of people complaining about, oh, it'll never work because of, oh, they're not considering, you know. Well, as naysayers, we'll get shot down because where there's a will, there is a way. Nothing like American ingenuity to figure out a way.
A little gap in there right quick. Yes, it's been... Gosh, it's been many a year since I've flown a dinosaur-powered airplane. Gosh almighty, it's been probably about 50 years. But I got a drone 3 or 4 years ago, for a very specific reason, and that was for placing string or wires in treetops and stuff like that, and that's worked out quite well for me. I've been thinking about doing a little bit more. The one I got has a it's not a smart one, so it has no idea where it's at, and the only person that would know where it's at is me, based on what the camera view is showing me, but needless to say, there's a whole lot better stuff out there now that's probably as dirt cheap as that thing was back in the day. WV6Z.
Of hexacopters that I built myself. I've built most everything except I don't really buy a complete kit ready to go. Except for I have done a couple of foam airplanes here lately that are complete, just minor, you know, almost ready to fly, ARTF. But my wife, she doesn't know what to get me. she'll go out and buy DJI products, which is okay. I like to know what's going on the other side, right? On the side that's super expensive and doesn't offer near the functionality. But those guys are doing a jam-up job. It's good stuff, but my hexacopters will lift a whole lot more weight. And one of them's got a camera with a gimbal on it. The other one has no cameras at all. And it's just for heavy lift. But I got so much invested in it, I decided, you know what, if that thing falls down in the tree, it's going to be a larger investment loss than shooting a beanbag in there and the beanie bag getting trapped in the tree limb.
Exactly. Yeah, it's time to get out the hanky and wipe the eyes then, that's for sure.
We got to get back into the hexacopters and the release mechanism, because I've got one antenna I got to put up coming up that's going to stretch for a long ways over a bunch of treetops, and nothing like a multi-rotor to get that done.
Got most of that, Dave. I'm on Stone Avenue at Main Street, headed towards Malden right now, and it's a little bit choppy for some reason. Not sure why. Probably all these new tall buildings and stuff down here that have sprouted in the last few years. But anyway, I heard you in there, Dave. Well, I heard Pookie got in there. Waited to pick on you until after you had gotten that. What did you say it was now? 3/4 of a gallon of gas? Last year till August or something. Anyway, take care, buddy. It's great to hear you. I don't key up the microphone as often as I should, but I don't get out much, man. If I'm not at work, I'm at home, and if I'm at home, then you know who's got me. So, take care, buddy.
Mountain if you're downtown, and yeah, it's breaking up quite a bit, so you probably are not hearing any of this, but in case you are, it is good talking to you. Do try to key up that microphone more often. It's good to hear you on the radio. Have a safe day. WV6Z, W4DJW Mobile. For DJW Mobile.
For DJW and for HHC. Morning, Dave. This is Warren.
Ben, how are you? I haven't talked to you in quite a while. You doing okay?
Doing well. I've been kind of recovering from a couple different loop a little bit, maybe, but we're doing well and thankful for where we are, over.
You're recovering from it, not you're going into it. That's good. So, does prognosis look good? You're going to be, that's going to take care of it, and you're moving on?
So I got one more coming up, but making progress. So I think we're headed in the right direction. So that's a good sign, over.
Well, that's good. That's good when you can put one of those behind you. I know I had some AFib issues, and I got on the right medicine, and now that's behind me. That doesn't happen anymore. I'm kind of glad of that. That had me worried there for a little bit, but now it's as long as I do my exercise and I take one little tiny pill twice a day, I'm good to go.
I've got two brother-in-laws that had some issues with that, and I'm really thankful that's not been one of my problems.
And the population has that, so I figure, you know, that 20% is still here, or it wouldn't be any percent. So it can't be that bad. Anyway, what else is going on? You doing anything with your hobby, with ham radio?
Coming back from a test session, we had two new technicians pass their test this morning, so that's pretty exciting. I really have tried to stay in that loop. It's just a great group that, you know, gives the test, and then let me check the traffic here. And then, not only that, but getting to meet the new guys and try to encourage them and talk to them, that's just been a lot of fun.
Thanks for doing that. Well, we appreciate you guys that take the time on third Saturday of every month to go out there and test people and get them passed and get new blood in here. It's always good to get new blood. So your service is greatly appreciated.
Hey, it's just a lot of fun and it's just very rewarding, I guess that would be a good way to put it. I really try to, I think a lot of times people say, okay, I got my license, I'm done. Then no, you are just beginning. There is so much to learn and so much, and once you quit learning, you're done. But there is, it's just a great, great hobby.
Is the door just cracking open and the light starting to come out of the crack. Once you get your license, you can poke your head in the door and see what's all lit up inside that room. And then it's like a kid in a candy factory. You all grab everything at once, but it'll take you a lifetime to experience all of it. And even then, probably won't experience all of it.
For sure. Yeah, definitely. All right, I'm pulling up here at Goodwill. I'm dropping off four computers that don't work, and I'm tired of them taking up room in my shop. So let me do that, and then we'll hop back in. But good to hear you in there, and good to chat with you, Dave. I always appreciate what you do for the club and for the repeater. This is N4HHC.
Only about a quarter of a mile away from the airfield, so I'll probably be there by the time you get back out. But it's good talking to you this morning. N4HHC, W4DJW Mobile.